Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We are happy to be with you this morning. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. I'm happy to have with me this morning the Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
I say good morning.
Good morning. You said it's so drab. How are you this
morning? Good morning. Good.
Good morning. Good. How are you, Jada?
I'm good.
Good. And we're happy to be with you. We're coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area, and we are in preparation to get ready to go back to school soon. It seems like it's been a short summer break, but school starts at the end of July, and we just want to make sure that our children are ready. We will do it. Our next show will also be about them being in school, just so that they're prepared and ready to do their best. We want you to know that these are some excellent young people. They have tried to stay prepared all summer. And today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing a book review. They've been reading, and they're going to tell us about their favorite book or the book that they've read this summer, and then we're going to discuss their preparation for school. And I believe that it's important that children all through the summer continue to read, continue to nourish their minds, so that when the school year starts, they don't have to get like a jump start back into school. They're just continuing the learning that they've been doing all summer. And so that has been the goal of these young people's parents, and I think that that's just a wonderful thing. We're going to talk about the things that they can do to be best prepared, and that will also go into our next show. But before we get started, first of all, I want to thank the parents for allowing the children to be here on this morning. As always, I recognize that Saturdays are very busy days for parents, but I thank you for allowing them this time, and I thank you for your support of this program. What I want to tell you about is we are recruiting for additional Junior Giants. What happens is when the Junior Giant, this show is for children between the ages of 7 and 12, and when the children turn 13, they age out, hopefully to another portion of the program. But if not, then they complete their time with Junior Giants. And that being the case, we've had several to leave us this year, and we are continuing to look for additional Junior Giants. These Junior Giants are exceptional young people. In my mind, they're the baddest and the best. They strive to do the best that they can in everything that they do. And so if you know some young people like that between the ages of 7 and 12, then please give us a call. My number is 678-516-5570. And we'll be so happy to get them started in the program. We also offer another component to Junior Giant Speaks, and that is a life skills component. And this is where I teach life skills to children. Now, many have asked me, what on earth am I teaching to children? Why do they need life skills? And my reply is because they're living in this world. They need life skills. And there are many skills that their parents teach them. And then there's some that parents think that their children kind of get by the way. And so we just want to make sure that your children have good communication skills, know how to make good decisions on purpose, know how to handle their anger and deal with their anger. So those are the kind of two things that we teach in the Life Skills Program. If you are interested in this for your child, please give me a call. The age range for that portion of the program is teen. So if you have someone that you know needs these services, please give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. Now we're going to get started this morning with our program, Getting Ready for School. And I think this morning we're going to start with Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
You just don't sound like yourself this morning, Luke.
Sorry, my voice is a little bit congested.
Okay, I understand that because so is mine. Okay, well, I'm happy to have you this morning. How has your week been?
It was good. Yesterday was good as well because I got to do something with my friend.
What did you get to do?
I got to play with him on an internet game, like where you can connect with other people.
Okay, well, that's great. Are you ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Good morning. This is Luke, your junior giant reporter, and today's show is all about book reviews, summer learning, and back to school. I'd like to share a book that I read over the summer called The Adventures of Beagle, the Unimaginary Friend, written by Dan Santat. This book is all about friendship. Beagle is from a faraway island, and each year, him and his friends eagerly wait to be imagined by a real child. The problem with Beagle is that a child never imagines him, so he sets out on an adventure to find a child that will like him. He travels to the real world and makes many discoveries, but does not find a special friend. One day, right as Beagle is about to give up on finding his friend, he climbs a tree and sits there, disappointed. Suddenly, he hears a voice from below. To his amazement, it's a girl named Alice. Beagle finally finds his friend. Beagle and Alice share many new adventures together. As the author says, sometimes the best friends lie just beyond our imagination. I like this book because it is all about friendship, and it shows that Beagle is very brave. I enjoy reading, and this is one of the things that I did over the summer to prepare myself for next year. I often solve math equations using Mathletic. I kept my energy level up over the summer by taking tennis lessons and continued my drum lessons, and wish I learned how to read and play music. All of these activities have helped me prepare for fourth grade. My concern for my fourth grade year, is who my teacher will be. My goals for fourth grade are to get a good teacher, make good grades, and to get a good report card. This is Luke, your junior giant reporter. Have a nice day.
I loved your report. Now, what is the name of your main character?
Beagle.
Okay. I really like a nice story. And who was the author of that again?
Dan Santat. Really, the story, since they're imaginary friends, Beagle, as an imaginary friend, is a marshmallow, the crown.
Okay. He's a marshmallow.
With a crown.
With the crown. Okay. I still like the storyline. I think that's great. You're someone that has a very vivid imagination, so that's a perfect book for you. And I know you have good friends, and that's a blessing. And so when we have good friends, we want to make sure that we're treating them well. And I like your goals for school, and I want you to pray about your teacher and ask God to give you the best teacher for you, and he will do just that, okay?
Thank you.
I'm sure. Okay. Just down the line, we will have a question of the day, but we're going to keep moving this morning. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio, and we're coming to you with the Junior Giants who are talking about getting ready to go back to school. And like I said earlier, it seems to me kind of early for them to be going back to school, but maybe that's a good thing because there's less mischief to get into if you're not hanging out in the summer. But I don't really have children that hang out, so it just seems early, but I pray that they have enjoyed their time off. We're going to keep moving this morning, and I have Miss Jada with us. Good morning, Jada. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And how was your summer? How is your summer going?
It was good.
It was good. So what are you doing?
I've been like reading and stuff, and we've been doing a lot of like activities and stuff.
Okay. Well, that's good. And I know you guys are you guys going on a trip also?
No.
Until next year.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to keep moving. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Jada, what grade are you going into?
Sixth grade.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead with your story.
Hello, this is Jada, your junior giant reporter. Today I will be sharing a book report with you. The name of the book is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. Many of you have probably heard of this book series because it is one of the most loved chapter books and has been reviewed by many famous companies. The author of this book is Jeff Kinney. Jeff Kinney is a very talented person, both because he wrote and illustrated the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. The main characters in the book are Greg, the main character, Roderick, his mean older brother, Manny, his annoying younger brother, Frank and Susan Heffley, and his mom and dad. Here is a brief summary of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul book. The Heffleys go on a family vacation, but end up with many misfortunes happening to them. First of all, the family has to rent a motel room that is cheap and dirty to stay in. The next day, they go to the county fair, and Manny wins a pig that they have to keep, but was not allowed in any of the hotels. So they sneak it in and end up having to pay a $50 fine. Next, Frank can't stand the pig and leaves them at a petting zoo, upsetting Manny. They decide to go to the beach, but they end up crashing on the way there and have to get towed to the mechanic. They walk to the nearby water park, and their valuables are stolen there, and they have no money to pay for the repair. They beg for a free one, and they get it, but it was horrible. They decided to just go home. While they were driving, the stuff in the back fell onto the highway. They find their things, and the car breaks down. Two people pull over to help, and Manny also gets his pig back. When they're at home in their apartment, they cancel their stolen credit cards and buy new ones when Greg remembers that he rented a locker and placed all of their things in there the whole time. He ends up not telling anyone to spare the trouble. I like this book because it has an interesting storyline and many plot twists. Over the summer, I did some book work and enjoyed the time with my family. We also did fun things like go to the movies. I will continue to work hard and pursue my passions and excel in my classes. My fear is having tougher classes that I may not be able to pass. My goal is like to stay positive and just do my best and don't give up. This has been Jada, your Junior Giant reporter. Have a wonderful day.
Well done, Jada. Well done. And this is, what was the name of your book once again?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul.
Okay, and what have you read any of the other Wimpy Kid series?
Yes, I read them all.
You've read them all? Okay.
Yes.
Which one do you like the best?
I think I probably like this one the best.
Okay. Do you know anybody like the main character?
Like in real life?
Uh-huh.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, you did a good job. Thank you. And I want you I'm going to tell you, like I told Luke, whatever your concerns are about going into the next grade or to begin the new year, don't worry. Ask God to help you and make sure that every morning you talk to God before you go to school. And always know that God is going to help you because he loves you just that much. He wants you to do well. And so you don't have to worry. You know how to work in your classes. You've done excellent up until this far. When you don't understand, ask questions. And so there's no reason that you won't continue to do excellent because that's the type of student that you all are. And so I'm praying for you all as you guys prepare to go to school. And middle school is a little different than elementary school, but you'll be able to make the adjustment because God's going to help you. All right.
Okay.
This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to go to the question of the day. We have been talking this morning about getting ready to go to school. It's important that we prepare our children to return back to school. But with the weeks that are left before, I think there's about 2 weeks left before they go back to school, make sure that they're reading something. Jumpstart them. So that they're not just starting off dry into the new year. Yes, it's been a short break. Some people didn't get a break because they go to year-round school, so we are thankful for the break that they have. So take advantage of the next couple of weeks, and I want to encourage my children here to continue reading and read all through the year because that just helps keep your brain active. We're going to go to the question of the day. The question of the day is, with your new teacher, how will you introduce yourself to them? Now, I know, Jada, yours is a little different because you'll have several teachers, but how will you introduce yourself to the teacher? What will you tell them about yourself? Okay, so the question is, when you meet your new teacher, how will you introduce yourself to them? And I'll keep talking for a moment while you think about that. When you meet your new teacher, how will you introduce yourself to them? And we're going to answer that in just a moment. I do want to repeat that we are recruiting Junior Giant reporters for the show. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. They need to be willing to do something that's just a little bit different and dedicate some time. It's basically the time dedicated in a month is probably about 5 hours total, I'll say, because we have a conference call before the show, the week before the show, and then the show, and then the time that it takes for your children to put together their reports. So it's not a lot of time, and it's something that will offer them just something different to do. We just had our first Junior Giant to graduate from high school. His name was Austin Mack, and he received a Junior Giant scholarship towards his books going into his first year of college. We're so proud of him. And so we're trying to do things that will minister to the needs and to the lives of children. And so we are continuing to look for children who need us, and we need them. And so give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. And as soon as you leave me a message, we will get back with you. We look forward to talking with you about your children and getting them started in the program. Right now we're going to go to our children with the question of the day. And the question of the day is, when you meet your new teacher, how will you introduce yourself to them? And we're going to start this morning with Mr. Luke. How will you introduce yourself to your new teacher?
Well, I would introduce myself to my new teacher like this. Hello, my name is Luke. What is your name? My teacher was a good teacher, and she got me through third grade. Hopefully, you can get me through fourth grade. Thank you for being my teacher. I really don't care who my teacher is. I do please just want one, so I'll be able to go to fifth grade. Thank you.
Okay. Luke, I want you to, when you, if you can, if you remember, because I don't think you'll be nervous, when you talk to them, when you meet your first teacher, tell them a little bit about yourself, okay? Because you're a very interesting person. And so when you meet them, tell them, like you just did, hello, my name is Luke. And tell them I enjoy how you enjoy learning because you do love to learn and that you look forward to their class, okay? It's always good to make a good first impression. And so the impression that you make in the beginning of the school year is the one that your teachers are going to remember throughout the year. So you want to make sure that it's a good impression, okay? And you have a wonderful personality, and it's going to give your teacher joy when you start talking to them and really having a thoughtful conversation with them, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know you're going to do well. I have no doubt. Ms. Jada, when you meet your new teachers, how will you introduce yourself to them?
I'm going to introduce them, like, my name and, like, the previous school I was at, and I'm going to introduce myself by, I'm going to make a good first impression.
Okay. And, Jade, I don't want you to be afraid or nervous, okay? Speak up and tell them who you are. You're a wonderful young woman, wonderful. And I want you to allow other people to see the beauty that is you, okay? Talk to them.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to talk. Speak up and let them know, Jada, my name is Jada Collins, and let them know who you are and that you love to learn, and okay? And teachers really do love students that love to learn. They don't want to have to deal all the time with behavior problems, and you guys don't do that. So make sure they know how wonderful you are, what a good young person that you are, and because you, let your light shine, your Christian light, as well as the light that God has given you in your personalities. Let them shine and let your teachers see that. And don't be nervous because I'm telling you that you are wonderful children, and it is a pleasure that she gets to know you or he gets to know you. So I want you to be encouraged and be excited about going back to school. And, Jada, don't worry about all the classes because God is there. He is going to help you.
Okay.
So, I believe we're going to bring our show to a close this morning. We had a short show. And we recognize that some of our Junior Giant reporters are busy this morning. And we want to thank parents for those of you who did come and did show up this morning. We appreciate it. Once again, if you want to have, you have children, grandchildren, nieces or nephews that you think might enjoy this, we are recruiting. And the number that you can reach me at is 678-516-5570. And I want to tell my Junior Giants, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Go have some fun. And we will be back with you the first Saturday in August. Wow, this year is going fast. The first Saturday in August. We look forward to seeing you again, talking to you again. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a blessed week.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right,
that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyes. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth, I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental environment is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental environment is so special to a child. For what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Father, mold them, scold them. Father, provide for, be there for. Father, show them their love.
And that was Reginald and Ezekiel Summers with Fathers Teach Your Children, The Letter. We thank you for being with us this morning, and we pray you have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon. God bless.